the jig is up for David Riggs, Latin America to see robust aeronautic growth, and Gulfstream delivers the first G280. This is Aero News for Monday, November the 19th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. It's been a long time coming, but the FAA on Friday issued an emergency revocation order against David Riggs, ordering him to immediately surrender any and all pilot certificates and advising him that no new pilot certificate will be issued to him for a period of 1 year from the date of the order. ANN followers will know Riggs as aviation's public enemy number one. The FAA findings included that Riggs was operating flights for compensation in experimental aircraft and said of Riggs, quote, "You were willing to sacrifice the safety of others for your own personal financial gain," end quote. The order continues by saying, again quoting, "Your enforcement history of deliberately compromising aviation safety demonstrates that you lack the qualifications to hold any FAA-issued pilot certificate. Your repetitive, violative conduct reflects an airman who is unwilling or unable to comply with basic regulatory requirements governing airmen," end quote. For each day that Riggs fails to surrender his pilot certificate, he is subject to a civil fine of $1,100. The Associated Press reports that Riggs has claimed his flights were legal under a motion picture television waiver and that he plans to appeal to the NTSB. With GDP currently growing above the world average, socioeconomic indicators predict Latin America's middle class will double between 2012 and 2031. Additionally, Latin America has become the world's second most urbanized region after North America, and by 2031, 10 out of the 92 megacities with more than 10,000 daily long-haul passengers will be in that region. As a result of this region's dynamic economic growth, Latin America's air traffic will rise 5.3% per year over the next 20 years, well above the world average of just 4.7%. Benefiting from this, the region's airlines will grow their own traffic by almost 6% per year, the second highest growth globally, only exceeded by those airlines based in the Middle East. All of this means that Latin America's airlines will require 2,120 new aircraft between today and 2031, including 1,660 single-aisle, 420 twin-aisle, and 40 very large aircraft, estimated at $242 billion, that, according to Airbus's recently released global market forecast. Globally, by 2031, some 28,200 new aircraft, valued at $4 trillion, will be required to satisfy future robust market demand in Latin America. Gulfstream has delivered its first super mid-sized G280 aircraft. The fully outfitted business jet went to an unnamed U.S.-based manufacturer with a worldwide presence spanning 190 countries. The G280, a joint effort between Gulfstream and Israel Aerospace Industries, offers the most comfortable cabin and the longest range at the fastest speed in its class. With its fuel-efficient Honeywell HTF-250G engines, the aircraft has a range of 3,600 nautical miles at Mach 0.8. This makes it the only super mid-sized aircraft that can reliably fly non-stop between London and New York. The G280 aircraft earned type certificates from the FAA and the Civil Aviation Authority of Israel on August the 30th. Boeing has finished defining in broad terms its newest single-aisle airplane, the 737 MAX, recently completing a major milestone in development known as Firm Concept. Beverly Wise, the vice president and general manager of the 737 program, said, quote, "The program has achieved this development milestone by defining the significant changes needed to deliver the performance we've committed to our customers," end quote. Among those significant changes are new LEAP 1B engines from CFM International, a redesigned tail cone, and advanced technology winglets. Together, those changes are designed to accomplish a 13% fuel use reduction. Additional changes on the flight deck and to the geometric shape of the aircraft has the team focused on the finer details of the configuration and confident they'll be ready to begin detailed design by mid-2013. That, according to Michael Teal, the chief project engineer. First delivery of the 737 MAX is expected in 2017. When Aero News continues, volunteer guinea pigs, Jeppesen introduces mobile flight deck 2.0, and an American employee is still asking, why me?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, November the 19th. I'm Glenn Moyer. We've all heard and read the stories of NORAD fighter jets intercepting unsuspecting GA pilots tooling along in their light little aircraft, usually unaware that they've ventured into restricted airspace. Have you ever wondered how those jet jockeys learned to match wits with a Cessna 182? Well, it's done with a little help from their friends in the Civil Air Patrol. Charlie Martinez, Rick Micker, and Robert Bowling are members of Civil Air Patrol's Congressional Squadron, and they recently flew a CIP Cessna 182 to pose as intruders in restricted airspace. In effect, they were targets, giving U.S. Air Force Air Defense F-16 fighter pilots charged with defending Washington, D.C., a chance to practice those intercept procedures. For all the detailed discussions beforehand, the exercise itself can still be jarring, even for veterans like Martinez, who says, quote, "Although we knew that we were going to be intercepted, and we knew exactly when we were going to be intercepted, when that airplane pulls up right alongside you, it still gives your heart a thump," end quote. But more than thrill-seeking motivates Martinez, Micker, and Bowling, though all three of them do love to fly. They see the exercises, and their CAP work in general, as a patriotic imperative, as Micker explains, saying, quote, "My feeling is that I'm doing more to help with Homeland Security than in any other effort that I have done. I just feel that this is helping the pointy end of the spear," end quote. CAP, of course, is the congressionally chartered, federally supported, nonprofit corporation that serves as the official civilian auxiliary of the Air Force. Jeppesen has introduced its mobile flight deck version 2.0 for iPad, including the recently introduced fourth-generation iPad and the new iPad Mini. Jeppesen Mobile Flight Deck 2.0 provides pilots with text and graphical weather services, including display of echo tops for North America and global lightning, winds aloft, turbulence, icing, METARs, and TAF data. The aviation industry's first night-themed display and the ability to highlight terminal charts with the slide of a finger are now included with Jeppesen's Mobile Flight Deck. Overall, the new version of Jeppesen Mobile Flight Deck features an enhanced design. It's based on direct ongoing feedback from pilots and provides additional functionality based on actual workflow and processes in the cockpit. In addition, flexible pricing options for 4 U.S.-based JepView data subscriptions are now available based on 2 or 4 device installs. By choosing 2 installs rather than the standard 4, customers will receive an approximate 35% savings. A JepView data subscription is necessary to use Jeppesen's Mobile Flight Deck on the iPad. Well, he doesn't quite know how, but in August, American Airlines employee Louis Montano found himself on TSA's no-fly list, and his employer summarily suspended him from his job without pay. Television station WTVJ in South Florida reports that Montano had worked for the airline 13 years as a gate agent and in cargo operations, as well as at its headquarters in South Florida. He is a United States citizen, and one day he was called into his supervisor's office, told he was on the no-fly list, and told to go home. He has reportedly not received a paycheck in 2 months. Montano had been a frequent international traveler, saying, "In July, I traveled, and in August, I'm on the list." In trying to discover why he had been placed on the list, Montano says he was frustrated because the Department of Homeland Security would provide little information about who was preventing him from flying. Meanwhile, American had told Montano that he was in danger of permanently losing his job. It may have been a case of mistaken identity, but after being contacted by the TV station, a letter appeared from Homeland Security saying Montano was no longer on the no-fly list, but no explanation was given for his being there or his being removed. Montano said he is still waiting to hear from the airline as to whether its security department will let him go back to work. Now, I don't know Mr. Montano from Adam, but I do seem to recall that in this country we're supposed to have the right to face our accusers and we're presumed innocent until proven guilty. If he's a threat to national security, then bring forth the charges and prove it. If not, then his case smacks of an abuse of power at worst, and at best, downright sloppy carelessness on the part of someone in the government. In either case, the party responsible should step forward, admit the error, and see to his compensation and his reinstatement. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.